The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Can we have a conversation about embarrassing moments morning? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. And for those who know the Dana Cortez Show and live in the Dana Cortez Show universe, you know that I'm a heavy sweater.
All right, sweat a little bit. You get the upper lip going.
He's a full body sweater.
I'm a full body sweater.
It's facts.
Remember, I almost frightened G-Eazy out of an interview because of my sweat.
He literally hit you with the... Are you okay, bro?
Yes, dude. And I got hit with one of those again yesterday at the barbershop. I'm trying out a new barber, which for any guy who's been through this process, you know, it's similar to a first date. And for whatever reason, I was sweating profusely in this man's chair.
You were perspiring.
Damn, you had to use a big word. Dog. It was perspiration.
Bro, the whole barbershop gathered around me and kept asking me, are you okay? Are you okay?
Wow. This is your first time there?
This is my first time there.
You're forever the sweaty guy, Anthony.
Yeah, you're going to have to ixnay that guy.
And so listen, I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I got to get this haircut before I go hit the road. I'm excited. I'm heading out to Vegas. I was sweating so bad and down so bad that they go, oh, that's cool. What are you, a truck driver?
No! Oh, wow.
He goes, oh my God, bro, do you sweat like this on stage? I was like, no. He's like, are you nervous? I was like, no.
I'm nervous. I don't know what's happening right now. And then you said, I'm usually the cool guy at the barbershop. Yes. They don't believe that.
They don't believe that at all. I'm usually holding court, cracking jokes from the chair, laughing.
By the way, thanks to all the truck drivers out there who don't sweat.
I don't mean to disrespect the truck drivers. I'm pretty sure there's some nice hygienically.
But you can barely park. You're a terrible driver. If you're driving a truck, the freeway is a dangerous place.
Anthony's qualified to sweat, not to drive.
You ain't getting no CDL.
Listen, no matter where you're at in life, no matter how cool you think you are, no matter how far you think you've gotten, there's always an embarrassing moment waiting to strike.
I might have Automatic one up you, and I don't even know if he thought of this, but we're out at this gala that I am emceeing this upscale gala with some of the biggest corporations in the state. Otto puts his $1,000 jacket on. I'm like, fresh to death. I look down. He's got $2 white Forever 21 socks. What are we doing here?
It was a light colored jacket.
and
I wore tennis shoes. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to wear white socks. And then when we were sitting there and everyone's in tuxedos and I kick up my leg, cross my little legs here. And it's just white and yellow socks. Yeah. And Dana looks at me. She goes, you're so embarrassing.
Tell me you grew up with cholos.
He had the highest socks in the room.
The Automatic at the gala sock checking fool.
Let me tell you something. I was comfortable though.
There you go, Papa. You were not sweating.
Yeah, no.
I was sweating. And the husband with a white.
Dana literally told me, she said, put your leg down.
Put your leg down. Damn. All right. Well, anyway, let's get into National Day. It's a Monday.
Shout out to our new barber Tone though. We started off deep and I feel this is the beginning of a new
relationship. Wiping your brow day one. Damn.
My God. All right. We'll start with Make-A-Wish Day. World Make-A-Wish Day.
That guy wishes he never had to cut your hair.
Yeah, for real.
We also have National Zipper Day and International Dance Day, which, again, embarrassing for all of us in the room.
Nobody in this room is a great dancer, except Automatic when he's on morphine. When he told the doctor, I'm a great dancer, I was like, you alive.
That's a whole other long story. I don't do morphine.
I'll combat that. I think DJ Automatic is a groovy dancer. And he has rhythm.
I've got a lot of rhythm.
Yeah, he does.
Can't be a DJ and not
Automatic
have rhythm.
Holds us show down with the rhythm section over here.
You have rhythm, but that don't mean you can dance.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on something we can all appreciate. It's National Sense of Smell Day.
What about our friend Complex, who can't smell or taste?
I feel bad for him because he can't. I love to smell like all the different aromas out there.
Yeah, but also the butchy stuff. You don't want to smell the stinky stuff.
You got to take the good with the bad, dude.
He's so paranoid that he keeps coffee all over his house in case people come in.
I don't feel bad with him because he can't smell or taste, and that includes taste tequila. And last time I drank with him, talk about sweating, I was sweating profusely at the club.
I wish I couldn't taste tequila. First time DJ Automatic gave me tequila, I almost threw up the club. I never had it before in my life.
That's a whole other story.
Again, another long one for another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you are like me and you've battled weight your entire life, any diet that comes along, anything, you're like, I'll try it. But the skinny shot's different. We're talking about, you know, maybe you've heard it as Ozempic or, all of Hollywood is taking this shot. I don't think you should put anyone down for trying to get healthy. I don't care if it's gastric bypass. I don't care if it's okay. You're doing all natural, good for you. We should be uplifting one another because the country's overweight.
We all love the benefits of science when it's for ourselves, but we're judgmental for everyone else.
Exactly. And if you utilize the skinny shot in the right way, you can get healthy. And board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Johnny Franco is here to talk about it. How are you doing?
I had my workout this morning. I'm doing great.
You know, that's my new mantra, fit and fabulous life. Every time I see you, that skinny shot has just been so amazing, and you're off of it now. I know you weaned yourself off. How much weight did you lose?
I lost about 85 pounds on it. And the reason we say fit instead of skinny is it's really about people being a healthy lifestyle. And I don't know if you guys saw that the FDA actually approved the semaglutide medication for the prevention of coronary artery disease. So super, super exciting how many benefits are coming out from it.
Well, that's the thing. When you do lose weight and you get fit, as you just stressed, you become healthier. It's just the way it is. And extra weight causes all kinds of terrible side effects.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, it would be beneficial to your heart because you're going to lose all that belly fat.
I always talk about, you know, just even when I gained 10 pounds, everybody's like, oh, it's just 10 pounds. Walk around the grocery store with a 10-pound bag of potatoes. Just do it. It's hard, and that's what you're doing to your body. Add 20, 30, 40, or 85 like you. You know, you're not at your healthiest.
No, and I think people who really see this as making a lifestyle change, and this is a jump start, tend to do really, really well. I think people that are just dependent on the medication, you know, tend to struggle. And so, you know, we always tell people this is just a jump start to make that transition. So I think having the right framework when you embark on this journey is key.
I was feeling myself the other night. I hosted this big gala for Premios Nosotros, and I had a woman say, how are you so fit? And you have to understand, I used to be 60 pounds heavier. I don't feel fit all the time, and I don't feel my best right now, but I know I'm better than I was, and I know I'm winning the battle, and I know that I support other people that are fighting this as well. And I told her I learned how to eat differently. I changed my life. I move. I cook Mexican food differently. I don't use manteca and all that stuff anymore, and it tastes just as good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't rely on anything but discipline to be fit. The melon diets and the quick diet and the oatmeal diet and the starvation and it really is.
And even the science that we're talking about here too, right?
You can't Dr. Franco stressed that. Totally.
It goes deeper than just wanting to lose weight too, and like the mental benefits of being active. And my mom always told me this, and I understood this with my grandma in her passing days, is like, if you don't use it, you lose
you're
it.
You're gonna lose it.
And that's just, you know, every homie, yo, once you get into your 30s, dog, if you don't use it, you lose it, bro. That's everything except weight.
Life is all about discipline though. And as long as you're disciplined, you can stay on the right path and eat right and work out, you're gonna lose weight.
If you want to follow Dr. Johnny Franco, I suggest you do on Instagram. He's got encouraging educational information, and his transformation,
it's crazy.
Unbelievable. The IG handle is at Austin Plastic Surgeon.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time for What's Your Sign with Sir Marty.
Yes! Yeah.
What's up, Marty?
What's up?
We are going to get our spiritual forecast for the week, all of us collectively. But first, we always tell people, if you would like a psychic reading from Sir Marty, call us up, 877-730-DCS1, like our caller did here. Please begin, Mama, with your sign.
A Taurus.
What's your first name?
Carmen.
Okay, Carmen, what do you want to ask Sir Marty?
I want to know, I guess there's a lot of stuff I want to know, but mainly my financial situation.
Marty, she sounds so frustrated.
There is a lot of shifts that are happening in her life, and I want to let her know that as a collective, she's part of us.
I remember last week you said financially, finally, things are looking up for all of us collectively. I remember.
This is going to be the year that we were all going to be realigned. So if you weren't on the path you were supposed to be, the universe is going to snatch you up and literally put you on a different path. And sometimes that can be difficult. She's going through a transition from leaving one phase of her life to going into another. Now, I know that right now she feels this very big sense of imbalance, possibly injustice. When I saw the scales, when I was tuning into her energy, I felt like the scales were not balanced. So she's being called to balance her energy within the next 10 months. And I know that sounds like a long time, but within the next 10 months, she's going to make a lot of changes in her life. Things are going to be improving, and she will be looking back 10 months from now, and she'll be very happy.
Oh.
So there's things that are supposed to happen for her to happiness.
One foot in front of the other, everybody. One step at a time. All right, now, spiritually, what's it looking like for the week? Because, like, Marty, last week was rough. Like this full moon had me not sleeping. So what's happening with us this week?
So Mercury already went direct, which is positive. That's something that's going to be allowing us to think clearly, think of making plans more effectively. Those things are positive. Now, we also have Jupiter, the planet of abundance and expansion, moving this week into a new sign. And this is going to be a positive thing for our finances because Jupiter, like I said, expands and is moving into a place of the sky that deals with money. And so we're going to be able to expand our financial situation. And now we're thinking clearly because Mercury went direct. So this is going to be a very positive season for our lives to make more money.
Hey, there we go.
Hey. I needed that because we're going to Vegas this week to cover the Canelo fight. I can't be gambling. Maybe I should gamble. Maybe I should throw it out.
Roulette.
Okay, just a little bit, just a baby bit. All right, if you would like a reading with Sarahmati, call us up 877-730-DCS1. She also does more private sessions. You can hit her up at Illest Divinity on Instagram. All her deets are there. And as usual, thank you for enlightening us, Mati. We'll talk to you next Monday. We love you.
Talk to you guys next Monday. Love you guys. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm excited that Eminem has announced a new album, and I'll tell you why. Plus, we have some audio going to play for you. This and more Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Master P. We also have Jerry Seinfeld, Willie Nelson, some OGs, but YouTube star Sketch also celebrating his birthday.
Beyonce just gave one of her biggest fans a gift and acknowledged him. He's two, and it's because his video went viral. Take a listen.
Where's Beyonce?
Beyonce's in her house, baby.
Can they visit Beyonce?
He's so cute when you see his little face. He's like, can we visit Beyonce? And then Beyonce sees it because it goes viral, gives him some things, and it's just like, Beyonce, can you acknowledge the rest of the beehive?
Yeah, see?
We're not that cute.
when a little kid summons Beyonce, it's very cute, but when I see him try to summon Jay-Z, suddenly I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, like nothing
But you can't
happens.
Recite Big Pimpin' lyrics. and then be like, hey, Jay, come hang out with me.
I can't be, my salmon to be enough for Pamela Anderson Lee. Anyway.
All right. Now let's talk about somebody else who could probably recite some Jay-Z lyrics, Eminem. Now, it wasn't until his last album, I think, that he really redeemed himself as the rap god, as he called himself. And now he's got a new album coming, The Death of Slim Shady.
The blonde anti-hero known as has had no shortage of enemies.
He's not a friend. He's a psychopath.
The same rude lyrics and controversial antics may have ultimately led to his demise.
So who killed Slim Shady?
I like the trailer. And I say it's like a trailer because it's like a little mini movie. I'm sure that 50 Cent helped him produce it. Dr. Dre is producing the whole album.
I like that he's just doing whatever he wants at this point.
It seems fun. And
obviously, he's going to kill off the Slim Shady character.
Obviously, yeah.
I don't think he's going to get involved in any of the current rap beef that's going on, but yeah. I would love to hear his perspective and opinion on it. It's going to be great.
Speaking of interviews, we just talked about Beyonce. That would be a great conversation to have. Why don't you hit him up, Anthony?
We've talked to Jay-Z. We've talked to Beyonce. We've never
Let's
done an interview
Eminem
with
Eminem on here. Yeah, that'd be Eminem. Amazing. Oh, all right. Let me see what I can do. That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jell-O is so good in the summertime and are coming with new flavors. And it's been 5 years. Very excited about this. Time for hottest hashtags. We'll give you the deets on that in food news. Happy Monday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
First hottest hashtag here on the Dana Cortez Show. Very exciting. Ladies, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission voted to enforce the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. And it requires employers of 15 or more workers to provide reasonable accommodations for pregnant employees. This means if you get pregnant, you'll get time off. You can get some sort of financial compensation. You don't have to worry so much.
Rightfully
so. It's scary. I remember when we had our daughter, Automatic. You remember, I just was like, I gotta go back to work. I gotta get back to work. It's a scary time. You got a mouth to feed. And you need time and you also want to bond.
The sad thing was about that was we were in radio and they were like, yes, you need to get back to work. You need to get back on the air. We need you on the air. And it was like, how many weeks did you take off?
Close to three, but still, I was right back. Yeah, I was right back at it.
That's quick, right?
Damn, really quick.
I can't wait to get pregnant now.
Anthony A., the day you get pregnant is the day we make the Guinness Book of World Records. This radio show
be
right
careful,
here.
Be careful, dog. You know, it's a crazy time we live in right now.
It is a fluid world. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
So for the first time in their 130-year history, Jell-O has a fruit-flavored pudding cup. It's the Mango Sabroso.
Mmm. Mango sabroso. I like the way I say it better. Okay, what else do they got?
This isn't pudding. This isn't Jell-O. It's pudding, right?
Yeah, it's the pudding. Damn. The pudding cups.
I don't know about that one, dog. I was pumped if it was Jell-O, but
mango pudding. Pudding?
It's mango pudding, and then they got.
I don't know.
Churro pudding.
Oh, whoa.
Obviously, okay, you're going out to the Latinos here.
Yeah. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon now.
Get mad if you want, but prefer my pudding like I do my women. Vanilla.
Anthony.
You know how I prefer my pudding? Frozen.
Oh, whoa.
That's a little diet trick here. Oh. I throw it in the freezer, and then when you let it melt just a little bit, it tastes kind of like ice cream.
Like embryos. What? Like pregnancy. Look at it. Full circle moment. Gotta love it. Gotta love it here.
That's just disgusting.
Freeze them just a little bit.
That is gross. We're freezing Jell-O pudding and embryos now. What a time to be alive. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with National Sense of Smell Day. So you can smell that pudding pop right there, boy.
Sniff it. Scratch and sniff.
We also got National Zipper Day, so shout out to the one thing holding us all together. We
appreciate
you.
I hate when the zipper breaks. Mm. And you can't, you open it and it's like, it's all open at the bottom and you're going up and down with a zipper and it's like, what's going on
here?
Whoever
owns that patent is a very rich man.
Oh my God, dog. Yo, it was originally patented in 1913.
Oh, it's only like 100 and some years old?
Yo, bro, it's free game until then.
Man, Jell-O's older than the zipper.
Just want to shout out all the amazing dancers, exotic and classically trained. It's International Dance Day, everybody.
Oh. Of course, Anthony's going to bring up the exotic dancers.
Oh, they're dancers too?
Hey, listen.
That's art form.
Yeah, that's art form.
You know, if you could spin from a pole all the way down, that's not easy.
They're all driving home right now. We love you. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Call me Eminem because I'm cleaning out my closet. Uh-huh. Hey, so wait, we're talking about saving money. Okay, myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A here. I don't even know how this conversation started.
It started because you were hiding the money you were saving.
Stop.
Had the caller earlier today said she was going through some financial situations.
Yes.
So coming up with different ways, and now this has become a little retail therapy out of nowhere.
I was spending money constantly on clothes. I realized what had me doing it. I was following all these fashion influencers and I wanted to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, I want that. Oh, I want to wear that. And they're flashing all these brand names and all this stuff. First of all, any rich person you really know, they don't do that.
Oh my God.
Anybody with real money.
That's always a cool thing when you see like a really successful, rich or wealthy person.
Yeah.
And they're driving like an old beat up
like
car.
Like a Toyota truck from 1989.
Yeah. Or Adam Sandler, who's got all the money in the world, dresses like trash. Now his sweatshirt does cost like $500, but still.
And chicks think he's like one of the hottest guys around.
Because he's comfortable in his own skin.
It's crazy how that works, dude.
So we moved into this new house. I cleaned out my closet. I had a huge garage sale. And I'm shopping it in my own closet.
I thought we were talking about how we're getting to like budget our money. And Dana's doing this whole like confession of how.
Well, because I think there's a lot of ladies listening. You out there driving around. You know what you're doing. No. They do the same thing. Somebody on Instagram posts something. Oh, I need to buy that. Pretty soon, you just have boxes on boxes coming
to
the house.
And a lot of credit card debt.
Nobody needs that because 26%. Nah, not happening.
For me, I don't have the shopping problem that Dana has. I'm a pro club, Dickies and Cortez guy all
that's
the time.
Right, Anthony, that's how that's I right.
dress. Okay. But for me, it's late night eating.
That'll get you.
Spending that 20, 30 bucks.
Oh my God, bro. Chick-fil-A getting my pockets, dog.
Chick-fil-A's expensive.
Bro, it got so bad that I started being like, you know what? If I save up enough Chick-fil-A sauces, it's kind of like an investment. I'm kind of like going to the grocery store. That's how bad my problem was, Dana.
You can
over
sell
here. I'm trying to convince myself that all these Chick-fil-A packets are going to be worth something.
I'm going to give you guys some advice, okay? The way I've been able to save money, and I'm cheap. I'm sorry, but I love it because I always have money. I keep myself from spending money because I stay on the same budget I was on in college.
Oh.
So
Though. Okay, talk about it.
So I don't spend, like, I won't go out and go buy all kinds of shoes or splurge on food or splurge on clothes. I act like I still have only a small amount of money, and it's give me the ability to save a lot of money.
Hmm.
It's true. And when I met Automatic, I had better credit, but he had way more cash in the bank. How do you save money? How have you turned things around for yourself financially? Offer people advice that are listening. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.